Well, a century after the end of World War I, some rarely seen paintings commissioned during the Great War are now on display in Delaware's capital city. WDL's Mark Fauser explains.
Today, we are proud to present to you the American Illustration Collection, the Centennial Exhibition.
Paintings on loan are now on display in Dover, depicting life for soldiers and families during World War I. Stephen Mars directs the Delaware Public Archive.
Take time to look at the illustrative scenes, the colors that are used, the expressions that tell a story. I assure you that the list of descriptive adjectives will be many for you. And each painting will tell a particular story to you individually. We at the Archives are deeply honored that you, Brigadier General Berry, and the Delaware National Guard have bestowed this honor upon us to share these extraordinary paintings with the citizens of Delaware. Well, this is an important collaboration between the Delaware National Guard and the Delaware Public Archives. Working conjointly with each other, we were able to begin a discussion with them about 18 illustrative paintings by famous Delawareans, Schoonover and Hoskins and Albin Henning. And those portraits were in the National Guard's armory, but they weren't open to the public. So the National Guard had some discussion with staff of the archives and myself, and they said, how can we make these available to the public?
And now, 10 months later, the exhibit is open and available to the public, and it's expected to stay on display for 4 years.
We have these beautiful 18 paintings that illustrate scenes and of World War I that were used as illustrations for the Ladies' Home Journal magazine.
Delaware Secretary of State Jeff Bullock.
Illustration art was a huge part of our politics and how great events were portrayed for decades before we got things like that right there. Those cameras and film came into great use, and they were a very strong political force. Illustrators were a very strong political force in our country as well.
These paintings came about from the painters just hearing eyewitness accounts or reading news stories or reading war dispatches, and they came up with what the scene would be like, and they painted it.
According to Mars, each painting tells a story.
You begin to look at the expressions and the colors and the scenes of how there are and the people that are projected in them, and that gives light to the illustration and makes you start to think about, well, I hear the words behind this, and now I can see the facial features of people that are actually impacted by what the story was all about.
Like in many exhibitions, you'll see paintings of some well-known people.
We have scenes of the King and the Queen of the Belgians. We have Pope Benedict XV speaking to President Woodrow Wilson. But we also have the nation's people and those people that were actually involved in the war. We have the victors and we have the vanquished. And those are the scenes that you'll see in each of these paintings.
And Mars says it wasn't an easy task to put all this together.
It took a lot of logistics. We had to get professional art movers to help us move this art and to professionally hang this art and have it displayed. But the signage that you see here and all of the other accoutrements that actually deal with this, they were done by staff of the Delaware Public Archives.
Governor John Carney.
World War I was a horrendous human tragedy. 17 million combatants and civilians lost their lives during World War I. We called it the war to end all wars. These paintings, these illustrations, will demonstrate very clearly to all of us why we ought to make sure that there aren't wars, that this war, the Great War, would end wars in years to come. I encourage everybody here to go see them, and all Delawareans as well, and thank you to all the people who have made it happen.
We have free services here. We have over 10.4 million documents, over 1 million photographs that relate to Delaware. And now we have these 18 original paintings that illustrate scenes from World War I, the Great War.
In Dover, for Delaware, Mark Fauser, 1017 FM, 1150 AM, WDEL.